So, Hare Krishna, I would really like to lovingly greet Malati, she has been sent to us by Krishna himself. This is sure. Hare Krishna. And you can see the two giants, virtual giants, Malati and Mandakini, very old devotees, pillars of Krishna consciousness. Very good. And I want to lovingly welcome also our Radha Charan, big preacher from China. Maybe he's not here. Is he here?
He just went away.
He just went away. And everyone else whom I don't know, but whom I will know. As you know, this for the next 20 minutes or so, we will hear a little bit about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. We will do this with a certain motive in our mind. We don't hear much. Okay, I can come closer. Our idea is that we would like to chant and remember the persons whose name we are chanting. So, please join in this style, this Leela Katha, and sing and give us your full attention. Sorry, I have to look at this, so I'm not always able to see you. One day, the wife of Sandipani Muni asked, "O my master, among the many students which you have, who are your best students?" Sandipani Muni, with tears in his eyes, said, "The two Kshatriya boys, the white one and the black one." And the wife said, but my dear Pati, I do not see them serving you. They seem to just live in the ashram and study, but they never do any menial service. Sandipani Muni said, because they are so tender. I have forbidden them to serve me. And because I have so much affection for them, I just feel it's not good if they personally serve me. But they follow this order outwardly. I can understand that when no one is looking, they serve me. So it is here where we will enter this Leela Katha. When no one is looking, Krishna and Balaram serve their devotees. One afternoon, the wife of the guru looked into the sky and saw some heavy rain clouds approaching. It was an unseasonal rain, and she was afraid that the wood would become so wet in the forest that it was not suitable for the yajna, the akanda yajna of her husband, the unbroken, uninterrupted performance of the fire yajna. So when Krishna and Balaram were not there, but somewhere else, she called all the students and said, "Boys, you need to get out now before the rain comes down and collect some first-class firewood. Otherwise, the yakik fire might be interrupted." The student said, "But Ma, Look at this rain cloud. It will become like a monsoon. We are afraid to enter the dark forest. What if the rain hits us? It could kill us. So unknown to the wife of the guru, Krishna Balaram had overheard the discussion. And Krishna said to Sridham Sharma, Come, let us go and get the firewood. Balaram went alone into the forest. Krishna with Sridham and Balaram alone. It was really brewing. The rain was coming. Oh, a storm was threatening. Threatening the life of the ashram and everything else. But Krishna went. Do you know why he picked Sridham Sharma, the Brahmana? Listen to this confidential secret. Krishna, even in Avantipura, could think of nothing else than Vrindavan. And there was this person who was called Sridham. Hare Krishna. Sridham, which reminded him of the brother of Radharani. In Mathura, he had made friends with one flower garland maker whose name was Sudham. You know everything. The flower garland maker. And he had made friends with Arjuna. Do you know why? Because the Pandava Arjuna reminded him of his friend Arjuna in Braj. So Krishna and Balaram went into the forest and the rain hit them. It was a deluge. It was a monsoon cloud. Krishna and Sridham collected some firewood and Krishna kept the firewood on his head. It was raining so heavily that they couldn't see the hand before their eyes. Next morning, Sandipani Muni said, where is the black one and where is the white one? His wife said, my dear husband, I wanted to send some students into the forest, but no one would go. Then I heard that the black one and the white one, they were incognito there. They went. Oh, Sandipani Muni became furious. How could you tolerate this? He was so unpeaceful that he couldn't do his yagic performances. He couldn't do his studies. And early in the morning, he went with the students to look for his favorite two students. So when they finally found Krishna Balaram and Sridham Sharma, these boys were joking with each other. Oh, it was raining quite intensely. And they were laughing about the rain. But the moment Krishna and Balaram saw their guru approaching, they felt it's not right if we laugh frivolously before our Guru Maharaj. And they put their heads down and looked on the ground. They were embarrassed and bowed their heads. Sandipani Muni ran towards Krishna Balaram and embraced them. He blessed them in his mind. He said, may the Vedic knowledge become manifested to you. My dear good-hearted devotees, what do you think is more important in your spiritual life? Your own efforts or the blessings of the devotees? How far can you reach with your efforts? But by the blessings of the devotees, a layman can cross over mountains, a blind man stops being blind and sees the stars in the sky. Blessings make the impossible possible. Sandipani Muni had blessed them. You have brought the firewood under great physical ardor. I bless you that the knowledge of the Vedas will always remain alive in your heart. This is a good blessing. This is a blessing which we can obtain from Lord Balaram. The blessings that the knowledge which we all have remains alive and we can act accordingly. My dear devotees, let us sing and remember the scene of Krishna Balaram entering into the storm-ridden forest. These two beautiful lords going there to pick firewood for the yajna of Sandipani Muni. Let us remember how Krishna must have looked when the monsoon struck his beautiful body. It must have looked as if there are now two fleshes. One flesh is his dhoti, the other flesh is the flesh from the Syam cloud. There were two monsoon clouds. One was in the sky and one was Krishna on the earth. And let us remember how they stand in the rain and the rain falls down like a curtain. And the body of Krishna glistens. Look at Krishna's body. See the effulgence on the alka. It glistens. Now imagine rain dropping down his face. And he smiles. And see Balaram smiling in the rain. My dear devotees, some of you may have run away from school. Some of you may have been bad students. Some of you might have wanted to run away from school. Listen for your own profit about the school days of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his older brother. Though the Brahmacharis, Krishna and Balaram, were in the introductory school class of Sandipani Muni, they became soon so well versed in the Vedas that they were starting to discuss difficult subjects with the older students and defeated them. This is how they displayed their knowledge. In 64 days, they became aware of all the 64 branches of knowledge. Let me tell you my favorite branches of knowledge. One is to know what is inside the envelope by just holding the envelope to the head. The other is to sprinkle water in novel ways on the other person. Another branch of knowledge is to put water in different glasses and then play cling, cling, clung, clung, clung music on it. Of course, there were also subjects which we consider serious in our unfortunate civilization. Sanskrit grammar, branches of knowledge like understanding the universe. But please understand, life needs that you go into a river and know how to sprinkle water in 100 different ways on the other person. It's life science. They learned everything. And they placed that knowledge in their hearts. In the hearts of Krishna and Balaram are all the universes. For to speak of some Vedic knowledge. Our katha will end with a verse. Sannipana aditam hari rama pyam. It is well known that Krishna and Balaram learned from Sandipani, and that Sandipani gave up many arrows in knowledge because of them. So yes, Krishna Balaram learned from Sandipani Muni, but really they corrected all the wrong knowledge of Sandipani. Often Sandipani Muni was found sitting in his clay house with tears of his eyes, thinking of his students Krishna and Balaram. These two boys captured the heart of their teacher, and he considered himself to be the most fortunate. Sometimes when he taught them, his words dropped from his mouth and he became silent. He just looked at the black one and the white one, not understanding that they were Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who out of their leela acted as if they were ordinary students. My dear devotees, there's one secret which I'm shy to reveal to you. The black and the white one, or Krishna Balaram, also cried while they went to school. They didn't cry because the subject was boring, any other reason which boys who go to school cry for. Krishna and Balaram each evening went to bed by pressing each other to their chest and talking about home. Home for them was not Mathura. Home for them was the forest of Vrindavan, where the real Sridham, Arjuna and Sudham were lying also under trees and crying to the wind. When, oh when, wind, will Krishna Balaram return? They are so long gone. Wind, you travel everywhere. Bring back news from Krishna Balaram, otherwise you are not a proper wind. What Krishna Balaram felt exactly What the Brijbasis felt in their absence is the most sweet, heart-touching subject, but we cannot hear it now. We must hear it tomorrow.